It's the Danny Mac Show!
Can people hear the music when it comes through? Because I saw Cash putting thumbs down.
But Cash is like a
little bitch.
No one likes him.
Can't even grow a moustache. Koala literally just joined. Oh, we was literally
don't
just,
worry, we're getting it back.
We were literally just playing your song. So I don't think people can really hear it then. For some reason...
He's loving it.
Yeah.
Don't worry, should I go full volume? I'll go full volume.
Go full volume.
Is that better?
Do a thumb up or something if it's good. If you can hear. Can't hear it.
Oh, well, I have a really good video with a Hawaiian guy as well now.
The sentiment's there, isn't it?
But I really want to play this Hawaiian video now.
Thanks for the comments. Chuck more comments if you... comments help.
Yeah, I wanted to use the Hawaiian word of the week quickly.
What's the Hawaiian word? Just say it because they can't hear.
Kohala.
Kohala.
Oh, kohala.
Kohala.
Is that how you say it?
Yeah, kohala.
I've actually been wanting to ask, so maybe just by thumbs down, because sometimes I say kohala. Sometimes I've heard people say kohala.
Yeah, like the animal.
I guess both are right, aren't they?
No, it's kohala.
Kohala.
It's Hawaiian for well.
I'm actually... So
that's factual as well. That's a Disney video.
Yeah.
On the YouTube.
Yeah.
Hawaiian word of the week.
Let me.
So if you haven't listened to that fabulous album, especially track 7, yeah. What are you doing with your
track
life?
7.
Yeah.
I'm just going to just find it.
Oh, yeah.
So I can
pin it or whatever it's called.
Yeah. But my phone, I say this every time, my phone is. Is really bad.
I think it's a combination of Twitter's not the best.
Twitter's really bad.
Yeah. Paying for this premium, whatever it's called. The blue membership, isn't it?
Yeah, so I've just pinned that. If any of you haven't listened to it, go and listen to it now. Not now, actually, in like an hour.
Yeah.
Do it in an hour. Don't do it now.
And if you have listened to it, listen to it again.
Yeah. I was listening to it today in the gym. Yeah. No, I was track 7 I was listening to.
Yeah.
You should listen to track 7.
On repeat, yeah.
I was listening. This is the truth. It's on my Spotify now. It's under my like songs.
The problem is I can't listen to it because I'm a SoundCloud guy. You know, I'm all about that gangster shit.
Then listen to it from somewhere else.
Yeah. No, but I need it on SoundCloud. So, he's requesting to speak. Let's.
Okay.
I said requesting. Oh, he's gone now.
Loads of people requesting.
Yeah.
You can't answer every request.
Yeah. We'll allow.
But yeah, there's a bunch of. I mean, like, today we're going to be speaking with Nami, but you know, just our usual roundup of the action at the start. Book of Kajira, a full album of Kajira themed songs from Koala. Yeah. Is available. So it's up there in the, what's that thing at the top called? You know, there's a tweet at the top of the spaces. So you can
pin tweet.
I don't know if it is.
I'm calling it a pin tweet. Done it.
Yeah.
Actually, not even called tweets anymore, actually, are they? Because it's not Twitter.
Yeah.
A pinned X.
Yeah. 13 songs, though. 13 songs.
Wow. Like a double play, isn't it?
Actually, they're all really good. Like, genuinely, they're all really good. Yeah. Obviously, 7 was perfect. So, the sort of pop punk vibe was pretty perfect for us.
I do like bit of Blink-182. What other good bands are there? That's it. Really.
Other good bands.
Yeah. Oops. In that sort of field.
Sum 41.
Bowling for Soup.
Yeah, they're right.
Bowling for Soup in that category.
Yeah, definitely.
Good Charlotte. Good Charlotte. Would you say Good Charlotte?
Lost Prophets.
Oh, Lost Prophets. Great.
Anyone?
Bit tragic about the main scene.
He ruined it.
But yeah,
a lot of musicians do that. Yeah. They make loads of good music and then you just start sort of
like Puff Daddy recently. What the fuck's he been doing?
Maybe we'll never know, really.
No.
But Puff Daddy had nothing to do with Book of Kajira.
Yeah.
Available now on all streaming platforms
apart from SoundCloud.
Fuck SoundCloud.
SoundCloud's the ghost.
Spotify, Apple Music, and YouTube.
YouTube.
The main places.
Do you want some alpha about YouTube Premium? You also get YouTube Music, which is basically Spotify included. So there you go.
Okay, well, that's good.
And it has more music than the other music services combined.
Yeah.
So yeah,
that's good, isn't it?
Yeah. Bit of alpha for you guys.
But yeah, so that's
save some Wonga. Oh, look who's in the house.
Okay.
Funky.
It's our boy. Funk.
You can do your like. And should we get him maybe as a Wonga? He might be busy because we want the sound effects, don't we?
Busy man. But yeah, as I said, go and listen to the album. And thanks for that, Carl. It was nice to have a song that we can. And
even though it is track seven, it's technically track 6.9, isn't it? So
I wonder if that was.
It was. It's subliminal messaging, isn't it? You're a smart fellow.
Yeah. So before we get into Nami, which you should all be fudding yourself silly over, probably a good idea to sort of talk about what's happened this week. Oh, we always talk about the last week, and because I think right now what we're seeing. Is we're seeing a lot of sort of pussy activity.
Yeah, a lot of pussy boys.
Everyone's being pussies, a lot. I'm seeing a lot of it. There's a lot of fear. You shouldn't fear things. Can you pass my drink, please? It's behind your laptop. Yeah.
No, that's a candle.
No, it's a drink.
No, I grabbed the candle. You would have just been drinking wax otherwise.
What was I saying?
People were
so obviously right. I want to put some context to the situation and a little bit of hope and a little bit of kind of positivity on the situation. So right now Coogee's at what 220 something, 225, and people are a little bit sort of worried or really panicking about that. Something to take into account is, and I checked this just before the spaces, exactly 1 year ago to the day, Coogee was 44 cents.
Wow.
So regardless, we're in a pretty good spot to where we were just a year ago. So a significant amount higher. I mean, we're talking, what's that, 5 or 6x?
Yeah. And you know what they say about dips, isn't it? What they're for.
What are they for?
Just like they did dips. They did dip and then, all dips have to turn. It's kind of like a wave, isn't it?
Yeah.
They all have a, go up and down, aren't it?
But, another thing. So, we're in this sort of $2 something range now, which
$2.
Yeah. And so we were, recently we did hit that sort of five range. And I think something that's interesting to think about is what's changed since then, really. Because for me, nothing has changed. If anything, the ecosystem's got better.
TVL's changed.
Yeah. Literally more things are coming to the ecosystem, more stuff's happening. Things are all improving. All that's really happened is, we spoke this last week, is one person has left. That's the only thing that's really happened since that. So in this whole bigger picture of things, everything's good. Everything's good. Stop being a pussy. Stop being pussies.
Yeah. Stop having manginas, everyone.
Yeah. I've never in my whole life, I've never heard this, never seen this happen. I've never, someone that's earned their millions, I've never seen someone go to them and say, "How did you earn your millions?" And they answered, "By being a pussy." That doesn't happen. So,
And if you did, you most probably lose it afterwards anyway, because you're a pussy.
Yeah. So. No one earns money by being a pussy.
Yes.
People earn money with their pussy.
Mm. A lot of it. Too much, actually.
Way too much.
Degenerate generation, isn't it?
Who's paying for to look at vagina? Like, you can literally go to Google and type in vaginas. Vagina and you will see it.
You can go,
you don't have to pay.
Handsome.
It's free. It's literally free.
I never understood people paying for stuff.
It's really silly. You can get it for free.
Yeah.
Or
don't buy stuff which you can get for free.
Yeah. Or just use your imagination, man.
Imagination, like Harry Potter and
just
stuff.
Imagine some vaginas.
Yeah.
You know?
Imagine right now, like you're in a room with
everyone close your eyes. Have you got your eyes closed?
Harry has. I see Harry is closing his eyes, yeah.
Close them. Or else.
Yeah.
And if you're with someone, if you're listening to it with someone, make sure they've got their eyes closed too.
Yeah.
No cheating. Hello. Aren't you looking nice today? Do you want to see my vagina? Here it is.
Oh, that's nice.
That's it. That's the situation.
See, you didn't even have to pay for it.
Yeah. That cost you nothing.
Yeah.
It cost you nothing.
Don't worry.
No monthly fee. Yeah, don't be a pussy.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
No. Just grab them.
Don't do that. Nah. We got any lovely comments? Any comments? I see there's loads of comments.
Yeah. Mostly just cachet.
Is it just cachet saying loads of stuff?
Yeah.
Which is great because that's helping us.
Yeah. Can't hear it. Yeah, that was earlier with the music.
Yeah.
Kids saying, we're going to make it. See, he's not a pussy.
He
may look like one.
He definitely looks massively like a pussy. He isn't one. He looks like it. And he acts like it and sort of sounds like it.
Nami's saying, let's go. You're about to get on the waves.
Have to get the people hard.
Yeah. It's all about being hard together. Koala posting a picture of a koala. I love koalas. They are beautiful little. I've never seen one or met one.
No.
Maybe
you can just close your eyes and imagine it.
Yeah. I'll stroke that koala. So good. That's what I want to do.
Yeah.
Best things in life.
Yeah.
Are free, aren't they?
Not entirely, no.
Mm.
Not entirely.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, well.
But yeah, I guess that's some positivity.
Yeah.
Kind of, you know, have some positive, some positive thoughts. Are you feeling positive?
I'm feeling so positive.
Is everyone feeling more positive now? I hope that's changed your minds and your hearts, because it should have. Yeah. You should all be very hyped. I actually, if you've been following us for a while, one thing you've probably noticed is that we're never wrong.
It is kind of true. That is mad.
I hate to say it.
It is true.
But
it's really bad.
We're kind of never wrong.
Yeah.
If
we were, you know, copy traders and stuff, like you'd be laughing right now.
Yeah. I know.
Like us.
Yeah. I know we've been labeled a few things. They're not true. But what I'm getting at is I think that whilst I just looked at where Coogee was a year ago, I think we'll probably be able to do the exact same thing in a year and see a similar result. I think we've seen a five or six X. That's today.
Pussies being pussy.
Yeah, that's today. Yeah. Even with everyone flashing their bits, their lady bits, their lovely man lady bits around. In a year, I think we could be looking at.
Why even say a year? It might even be.
Should we tell everyone exactly what the price is going to be a year from today? Do you want to know exactly what the price is going to be 1 year from today? Like exact. Tell them exact. Go on, Max. Tell them exactly what it's going to be exactly.
It's going to be
financial advice. Tell them.
Double digits.
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go.
There you go.
There you go.
Double digits. In a year, that's a long time, isn't it?
But it could be sooner because I'm not, you know.
The mad thing is, it could be in 2 months, especially when those NDAs come out.
Mm-hmm. And that Bitcoin halving is what? Is it this month? Yes, this month, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think give or take, isn't it? Ended a month, I think. But don't the dates kind of shift a little? Because who knows, there might be an EMP and then it's just delayed a few weeks.
I don't really know. But yeah, positivity. Anything? What else is there? Anything else to catch up on quickly before we get into the?
I saw Hans did a little post. 30% average APR on USK.
That's not bad, is it?
It's not bad.
That's not bad.
That's big digits.
Yeah, get your USK.
Yeah, throw up your K's for the boys.
Throw your K's. That's Wink then.
That's Wink then.
Have a look. Who's selling Wink? Huh?
It's all right.
What are you doing?
They're just selling out there.
Just a year ago, Wink didn't even exist, did it? No, wait, it did. Didn't it?
No, it was made.
No, it didn't even exist.
It didn't even exist. The news existed.
It was dead. It was dead. Yeah. And now, look at it now.
Yeah, flying with a bird.
We're still at like a 30. It's still at like a 30, so yeah. People aren't realising what's coming.
Yeah. You're going to come at you so fast.
It's going to come hard and you're going to come in your face.
Yeah. That's the thing, what we always aim to do. Come hard and come in your face.
Always give it, always give it your best.
Yeah.
Even if you don't want to.
As God says, you know, God loves a trier.
He doesn't say that. People say that about him.
Well,
God doesn't say that.
All right, Jesus then. Jesus. Jesus loves a trier.
Jesus is God.
Well, same. Just optically different.
He's one of the three gods.
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard it.
There can only be one God.
On the podcast.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, he's the same. No, it's the same. He's all three.
Yeah.
He's cool. He
sounds superhuman. That's what he sounds like.
Well, he is. He's God. He's a shapeshifter.
I like that.
In a good way.
So like Ditto. Like Ditto from Pokemon. Yeah.
If you think the shapeshifter thing's mental, you're going to be shocked at what you did 2 days ago in the past. What, 2,000 odd years ago.
Yeah.
What he did.
Easter, innit?
He
come from, would you say come from the ground?
It was just 2,000 years ago. He was hatched from an egg.
Yeah.
And then he come out and so everyone was like, we thought you were gone.
He said,
you thought wrong.
April Fool's.
Yeah, April Fool's. Here's some fish. He didn't give a shit. Yeah. Neither should you. So yeah, like maybe you have his kind of energy towards things. Yeah, everyone's like, oh, I'm dead. You're not. You just need to
keep your eyes on the prize.
You just need to get stronger and have more conviction in your beliefs and yourself. Also, you need to do more press-ups and start drinking a lot more milk. I drink a lot of milk.
How much milk do you drink a day?
Lots. Nice. Keep an eye on the comments. You got one job.
Do you all know the good thing, what I like about you, though? Because even though he's lactose intolerant, he doesn't care. He just still, I've got to drink more milk.
Jesus.
Not you, innit?
Me? Oh.
Yeah. Just drinking more milk, you're like, oh.
Same thing. Go on. What's coming in?
Nothing.
I saw the numbers going up. Is it cash again?
Just saying, I went bowling for soup. He was like, I'll bowl you for soup.
I'll blow you for soup.
He would do anything for a pound note, wouldn't he?
Yeah. He'll get all of our... all of our substance and his little fake moustache.
Mr. Oxmall taking the piss, kid, yeah. Someone's...
Oh, I understand.
Fucking is, yeah.
Oxmall, I get it.
Yeah, it was a thinker for me.
What's his full name? Good.
Yeah, all right, we're good.
All right, well...
It's just them two losers spamming the comments.
Right, well, that's enough of our bullshit, probably. Now for the real bit.
The big man.
The bit that you actually are probably here for.
I'm wondering why it took us this long to get to here.
But it always takes us 19 minutes. That's what we do.
Yeah. Enough to please a woman.
Yeah. If you close your eyes and imagine it. Hello to Nami. All right, guys.
Hello.
Hi.
All right, guys. How's it going?
Going well, I'd say. I just had a nice, productive call with Cash today for the academy, for some nice things coming. And, working in the sun. So.
Working in the sun. Oh, We don't really get that weather up in our neck of the woods, unfortunately.
I don't have windows in my room.
That is true. Well, you do. They're just blacked out.
Like a vampire.
You know, like them stickers on car windows. That black stuff, that's what we've got, really.
Like 95% of toning on.
You know why? It's because I used to film in this room. And
what films? What film?
Doesn't matter.
You got to imagine, remember?
Close your eyes and imagine. And it was so I could control light. But okay, now I have no light. I'm a man of the darkness. Yeah.
That's why you all can imagine pussy so well, huh? Okay.
Yeah. In a way, my room is closed. Yeah. You think about it.
Let's crack on.
Well, I mean, yeah. Right. I think it's probably a good idea to go through all the. Well, we'll get to what I was going to say. But yeah.
Should we get from, like, for people who don't know about NAMI? You should know what NAMI is, but if you don't know.
Yeah, pretend like.
We're both, you know, two retards and the audiences.
Yeah. Well, there's definitely some retards in the audience.
I see.
So if you were, you know, in sort of simple terms, in a basic sort of overview, what is NAMI?
Yeah. Let's say NAMI is a savings protocol, and we make something similar to Anchor, but without the PTSD. So please, where we are using our beloved, for now, ghost market to generate yield on your stable coins, and quite a lot of it. So if you can imagine, 30% is the average at the moment. Let's drop some alpha. Our back test says 55 for the same period for NAMI.
55 currently is where
you're averaging. Over what period is that?
It was from the 6th of February till the 16th of March.
Wow. So 6-7 weeks.
Yeah, I mean, but extrapolated to the year, right? I think it was like 4.59% in the period, actually. But be careful with the numbers. I wrote it on Twitter.
We cannot
model liquidity and change of borrower behavior. But yeah, somehow we need to judge if it's working or not, right?
Obviously, that number is a great one to kind of hear at this point. NAMI being a savings protocol, what would you guys say is the vision for the project in its entirety? What's the idea for it going forward and for its users?
Yeah, I'll take this one too. I think where we started and what's our goal is to bring outside capital to Kojira, right? To make it more efficient. And I think for me, stablecoins were always the easiest concept to understand, obviously. And I think it's a great, we kind of lost a bit the integration in our portfolio strategy. And not only we, but also people that don't know crypto, that don't know even Web2 investing, so the TradFi side of things. Everyone just leaves its money on the bank account, and there's no yield on it, and everybody thinks, oh, we have to take higher risk, go risk on to make any kind of money. And since we have this beautiful opportunity with our sustainable solutions, not only Ghost but Bo and so on, our target is to bring the masses, like it's called, to Kojira and make it as easy as possible to earn a buck on your dollar.
Yeah, that's the thing. What I think a lot of people kind of want as a, I don't know, I imagine a lot of people in the ecosystem like to have a little parked amount of savings on the side. And for the wider audience, which aren't Kojira native, they Web2 users, this is just an easy sell to them. Yeah, make a lot better interest savings than you would in the real world, should we say.
Yes. Only the beginning, right? I mean, with perps coming up and so on, there's so much to expand on in this realm of stable coins. I think there will be many cool solutions in the future for people with more risk appetite, for people with less risk appetite, but still focusing on stables and the stable idea behind it.
It'd definitely be interesting to get a lot more into sort of the project and how that's going to work and what it means for people and the ecosystem as well. But what I think would be quite interesting, just before we do a little deeper dive on that, is if you could both tell people just a little bit about yourselves, your backgrounds, and kind of how you come to become NAMI Protocol.
Sure. Do you want to start? Okay.
Yeah, sure. Well, I am a software engineer for more than 25 years, I think. I have worked in large enterprise companies and projects to medium ones as well, written a lot of code in many languages. So one day, couple of years ago or so, we met with JP, and yeah, he inspired me a lot in this project, and last month now we are working together. So personally, I like very much investing in the best performance I can find out there, but the lowest risk. I think everybody, or at least people of some certain age, would agree with me that we are looking for something secure and yielding well. So more or less, this is about me. JP?
Yeah, I think it's an interesting journey. I mean, Alki was my coding teacher when I was first trying to learn all of this stuff for Web 2, right? Just normal programming in brackets. So we met, and after finishing, departed for a few years. But then I had this idea, and I think the background story, don't have to do so much in detail, but the community, the Kujira community, including, I think, everyone, most of the people here, encouraged me to follow this vision that I had, making a sustainable, simple, yield-saving project. And so, one day I was thinking, okay, who can I do this with? And I was convinced that Alkis is the guy to pick up new things very quickly, which is a key thing here. And so we started to do this. And, on it from last September now, learning, implementing, iterating, failing, learning again, having a hell of a lot of time.
Yeah. How are you guys getting on? Are you sleeping much? Because I know how it can be.
For me, it's okay now. More sleep, more time in the day. But there were sometimes that were interesting or harder. But also, I must say, I kind of try to keep a balance, because there's no point in burning out for everyone.
Well, I have no any like to visualize sleep, so that's the sleep and then recharge. That's the way, isn't it?
That's not untrue. I do just lay down with my eyes closed without actually sleeping for multiple hours and think. And I just think, I use that time to think. That's why I probably come across as so intelligent, because I spend so much time thinking and like creating knowledge. But enough about me.
I'll interrupt you. I just want to give a little overview of who does what in our project, perhaps, for people, because obviously it might be interesting. So, I mean, I'm doing, as we all know, I'm most of the outreach, right? Being a little bit of the face of NAMI, and Alkis is doing most of the business logic, including the smart contract. So I'm coding what you can see and speaking about what you can feel, and Alkis is the one making the magic happen in the background, most of it. That's why we are two, and I think that's also for everyone wanting to start something. It's great if you are at least with somebody else to tackle all of these interesting problems.
I couldn't imagine. I think doing something alone would be pretty bloody rough. I mean,
and lonesome. You kind of, it's good sometimes to just have someone to vent to.
Most team stars are two or three, don't they? Two and three seems to be the sort of magic number.
Alone is not possible, guys. I have tried it many years. It doesn't work. So team up with someone else, or maximum two people to start with, and it can go.
Yeah. What do you say? Did they say three is the magic number?
Three is the magic number. If you find one more magic guy,
Yeah.
Or woman.
Yeah.
Or in between. Or an in between.
Yeah.
Then,
whatever. Yeah, I think it depends on what you, yeah, how is the skills.
Yeah, if there's
who has what skills, let's say, because for us at some point it makes sense to get somebody, for example, who's more experienced in blockchain technology to move faster. But we didn't know this before, but after some time now it's crystallizing what would help us the most, right?
Yeah, I think that was similar to the journey we had with Wink, really. I mean, we were two for so long, and then we, you know, obviously Lux come in, and for us that changed things massively.
And as well, we of course had helps along the way. Like we had Dee who helped out with like the branding, helping us. So we had, you know, of course, you know, little helping hands along the way. Of course.
Did you, in terms of your branding and your kind of color schemes and that, did you guys do that yourselves?
Yeah. For now, yes. There is the plan to get some professional touches when there is some more liquidity around. But yeah, this is all
set. I think it looks great. I mean, I was saying recently, I think it's okay to say we're reading through your papers and stuff. And I think visually and in terms of how it comes across, I mean this genuinely, I think it's the best one I've seen so far in Kajira. I mean it. Yeah. I think it would be hard for people to read through that and not be excited. I mean, going back to sort of the whole overall picture thing, I mean, we all remember Anchor. Anchor was huge for Terra. It did so much. It was obviously built on top of a different system. You know? So for people that would remember Anchor, how would you say, or what are the things that make NAMI different to that?
I think it's really coming down to where the yield comes from, right? I mean, Anchor was simple. What we saw, right? Even, I mean, the inflow of users was I think unparalleled to what we see today. Which, why also I said this concept is proven. It shows it works. But what didn't work was the yield. And this is our task, to create something sustainable, which with the same sex appeal, let's say. And and obviously this also includes at some point to create some kind of predictability on the whole interest rate thing. For now, this is the other difference. We can't say if it's 20% tomorrow or 1% or what will be the next 3 months, right? Because we are fully depending on supply and demand, like Ghost also for the moment.
JP, we've just been told if you can adjust your mic or something so it can sound clearer, that would be helpful.
Be a little closer.
Yeah, maybe a bit closer.
Mm. Yeah, okay, I'll try. It's difficult to get closer.
It was just one person who said that, and we hate him anyway. So
yeah,
that's fine.
He's kind of annoying.
I don't mind if he can't hear. If anyone can't hear, I'm glad it's him.
That's the thing. We should.
On the sort of idea of yield. I mean, what's probably interesting for people is how it's going to work. What is the model within NAMI?
Okay, so you want to take on that?
I will give it a try. But my approach is a little more technical, but I will give it a try. So the idea is users deposit funds to our protocol, and our smart contract is depositing them to the proper Ghost protocol, actually the not correctly stated, to the proper Ghost contract. Mm-hmm. And then we have implemented some really complicated and very, very cool algorithms to figure out where we should place the funds. Mm-hmm. So we have implemented some, I'm trying to figure out the proper word so I'm not totally unknown to the audience, but okay. So we have implemented some pipelines, that is series of actions that our programs are doing to figure out the proper allocation of the funds. Mm-hmm. And then we are switching the funds, we are swapping them. It sounds very simple, but it's extremely complicated process. Mm-hmm. And to our back testing, it shows that it's highly profitable, like very profitable. So, of course, this is back testing. It doesn't mean that in real life will be that much, but there is really a lot of space for improvement comparing to existing Ghost contracts. And just to finalize it, what our protocol is doing could be done by any person manually, but should stand on the screen, know what exactly to do, and you know, monitor 24 hours per day and swap funds here and there. But we managed to figure it out, and it really has very nice effect on the yield in cost, even better actually. So yeah.
That's a funny thing, by the way. I mean, if anybody asks, like, can't I do this myself? Yeah, you can. Just stay in front of the laptop, open Ghost, and monitor how the rates are changing, and somehow figure out yourself if it's worth it to sell some of your USK for USDC and deposit it to the Ghost vault, for example.
Yeah, I think because I can talk, I have some Ghost deposits, and I realize sometimes the difference in APR between some of the stables are 20-30%, and you're like, oh, that's annoying. It's not going to be any more though.
Well, I guess that's an interesting point then. I mean, you know, with, you know, the rates obviously are, they do fluctuate pretty much constantly. Well, constantly.
Yeah,
You know, when people will be depositing their stables into NAMI, is this looking like a situation where they're going to have a, you know, a stable yield, something that's, you know, a specific number, or is it going to also be moving with Ghost?
So that's the interesting part. For now, yes, it will be moving with Ghost, because we're not really taking anything off to make it more stable. We are just, for now, we're starting with, okay, we have this kind of pie consisting of USK, USDC, and XLA USDC. We need to understand what's the most profitable allocation given the current borrow demand. So yeah. Does it make sense to shift a bit here, shift a bit there? But obviously, this depends on the market rate. So if the market rates change, our algorithm change, but if we get in total, let's say $3 million more, then obviously all rates will drop. The ones from Ghost and our ones will drop. For now, right? Which is the start point.
JP, can I say also something? It's really magic what our algorithm is doing. Imagine right now, let's say, by the way, we are depositing funds only to stable coins, right? Mm-hmm. So imagine there is, let's say, USDC is performing better than USK, and the user would say, I will put my money to USDC since it's yielding more. The thing is that when you do that, the performance of USDC will drop. Well, depending on how much money you will deposit there, right? Mm-hmm. So our algorithm finds the proper allocation. So we get the maximum performance of our funds. And it's really amazing. You need to see to understand what I'm saying. But, you know, it's not that simple. So it's promising, very promising.
Yeah, I can see you're visualizing it. That's the thing.
Yeah, my eyes were open, though.
Yeah, they're closed. Because really, you can see, it seems very feasible for the individual to do it if you've got a few hundred dollars. But on a large scale, This is
an
extra algorithm to know what percentage to move over so it doesn't drop the APR. So
well, I mean, that's the really yeah, sort of additional exciting part for me is the mention of this algorithm that gets these kind of rates. Mm-hmm. You know, and I'd probably say for the user, it's almost nicer having this moving number, so that, you know, I mean, really, it's backing this algorithm.
What did they say? It's fluid, right? Is it fluid?
Dynamic.
Dynamic. Yeah. Dynamic.
Every 3 seconds, actually.
There we go.
Yeah, because I mean, yeah, those are the fluctuations on there would be, I would say, would be pretty impossible to manage. I guess, you know, you could, but
you'd have to have no life.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, like I said, the calculation, basic calculation, can be done by everyone. But let's say, or like Elke said, you for example, you need to understand, okay, it's not something's just looking better from looking at the numbers. I also need to understand, if I move my funds, what's the impact afterwards, right? So I need to do all these calculations before acting, otherwise I'm getting in the shit. And I need to do this constantly. So I think, to sum it up, this is obviously generating the best yield in terms of stable coins on Ghost, and which is nice for the new user. But it's especially nice for people in our ecosystem that already know the pain of, oh, fuck me, like you said, this one looks better now, but I was just changing or whatever. But honestly, one thing also we have to say to all of this is that there is always constraints around it. And one of these is liquidity. I just want to put it out. So we will obviously, if somebody comes and our algorithm says something like swap $2 million, we need to set some kind of rules to make sure we don't swap $2 million of USK to USDC if there's only 100K of liquidity, because then we lose funds, basically, right? Mm-hmm. So what we can say is, we under reconstraint, we will find the best possible APR, which is not the theoretically calculated APR, but is the one that is possible with the current constraints, like liquidity.
Yeah. Yeah, because you're going to be holding multiple pools in a sense, aren't you?
So, yeah.
Yeah, it makes sense.
So you can say the best allocation will always be something of all three. Never only one, never two. It's always some kind of combination of all three coins.
One thing I'm thinking is, it would have been such a simple question to ask. It was, you know, people here are mostly aware of Anchor, and, you know, I guess most of this audience is going to be crypto people. But, you know, that question of how is this different to bank is really the question that leads to people from outside of crypto coming in and using this. I mean, how difficult would this be for someone that isn't aware of everything Kajira does? How difficult would it be for them to be a part of this?
I mean, ultimately, there is like zero difficulty, because we are looking into making on-ramping as easy as possible, right? So at the end, the vision is you don't need to participate in any kind of action in the Kajira ecosystem. You see Nami,
yeah.
It's some kind of app, you open it, you see, I want to deposit some dollars, you put the amount in, right? You connect your credit card, whatever bank account, whatever we offer, and the money will pop up, and you can say, okay, deposit to the vault, and you're good to go.
I mean, that's pretty mental to be fair. Like, yeah. I almost don't want to brush over that, because that's such a massive...
It's about making stuff as easy as possible for the end user, isn't it? And I've seen... well, we've seen... I think you've seen it, but we've seen sort of the app and working the beta version, and yeah, it's looking tasty.
I think this is what brings people in, isn't it? Like this, you know, this kind of thing. I mean, any normal person, because most people listening are not normal, they would see these numbers and they'd be excited by it. How could you not be? I mean, I definitely would have been a few years ago. Not that I had any money, but if I did, I'd have been excited.
Sorry to say something to this before you go on, but the funny thing is, people are more skeptical than excited, because nobody has seen these yields on just a simple dollar, right? So you need to explain a lot why this can be something real. You know.
One other question, I think, is quite an important one. Is why Kujira? What was it that led you guys to decide to launch Nami here?
Alkis will say because Julian said.
Exactly.
So why Kujira is very simple. I think I touched about it like some of the spaces ago we did. There is simply no other. First of all, I was invested, and I'm still am, with a lot of my portfolio, so I was always following the ecosystem and was getting more excited and more excited, starting to get involved, writing a bit and so on. And we had some nice blend phase, if you can remember, where we wrote some articles and whatever. Mm. And then at some point I realized, okay, I need to do this for myself. And Hans got in touch with me just over a Twitter comment, you can send me the idea and I'll tell you like how difficult it is, in brackets. This kicked it off, and I was so amazed, and I still am, by the community, right? Everything is real. Everyone helps each other. Whenever we talk to someone, like just today with Kash, it's always productive and so many cool ideas and just value is created, even just in talking. But for me, I never looked outside the chain, since we have all the building blocks. We have a highly yielding money market. We even have highly yielding AMMs that might come later, right? So highly composable ecosystem to build on with great support and just a lot of fun is the basic line.
Good place to be.
Good bunch of lads, the trio, aren't they? They're good.
Yeah, except for one of them.
Yeah. We're not telling.
We'll say in a year. That was definitely a joke. All three of them.
Yeah. The question is, who's your favorite?
Do you guys, their favorite in the Nami? In the Nami team, your favorite Kujira team member, core, one of the three.
Yeah, right.
Core.
I don't know. I was trying to check if any of them are listening.
I must say, Brett is. I never really got in touch with Brett, so I cannot say Brett.
Brett sucks. Yeah, Brett's awesome.
His dog as well, cool, aren't
they? We haven't even met his dog.
Nah, I kept on. He's like, oh, I'm going to bring the dog so you can see him. And all that.
Brett, he's also beautiful.
Yeah.
Have you seen him? And he's absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, he reminds me of Boris Becker. The heydays, though, the heydays. The good times.
Yeah.
I think I must say, Dove, just because of the performance at the summit.
That was a good performance, wasn't it? You've done well.
Yeah. Well done. Well done, Dove. You're never listening to this, but well done.
He listens to me.
Sorry to interrupt. I've got a lot of help from Hans, from Starsquid, and maybe I'm forgetting other people. Really, they have been very supportive. So, yeah, that makes a difference, by the way.
Yeah, people do kind of, there's a lot of help in there, a lot of people willing to just, we've had it with Wink recently, people just try, you know, wanting to help, which is
lovely.
Which is nice.
It's really great. And when you receive this kind of love, let's say, you will also always give it, transport it to the next person, right? And this is why this ecosystem is snowballing. So
that's it. It does. Nice. It creates a loyalty in it. When you're genuinely friends with people, I think when you genuinely like people, it does make the sort of atmosphere you want to be in.
You scratch someone's back, that someone else scratches yours. Sort of like a train, a human train. That's fun.
Yeah. You find yourself caring about the ecosystem. So much you hang out with people like Cap.
Yeah.
which
yeah,
I done it. We did it a week ago.
Yeah,
ingenious man together with the kid and the academy.
Not the words I'd use, but you know, yeah, he's yeah, I love to try. So, the timeline moving forward. Yeah. So we're at this point now. What are the plans over the coming months? What does the future hold for NAMI?
good question. Now, I mean, there is first of all a bit of rewriting for the UI. So what you have seen, we are just working a bit on it to make it better, more secure, and then some bits and bytes for the contract. Chris can say. Yeah, and then we are, after some time, testing period, good to go for launch, right? For mainnet launch. But we will not rush it. There's no reason to rush. Make it secure and make it secure and make it good, right?
Yeah. Make it shiny and beautiful.
Yeah, shiny and beautiful. That's what I was waiting for. And then we have so many beautiful plans: onboarding, yield, integrations, and more to come. So we need some time to do all of this. So we have decided to make something happen, which starts with a dollar, and then there come four letters: N, A, M, and I. So NAMI coin.
I think that's definitely the thing that people probably want to know about is the token itself. Yeah.
It was just like, are you doing a pilot now?
Yes.
So people who just messaged me that, yeah, yes, they're doing a pilot now. Okay.
So I did, yeah, cheekily in the tweet, I wrote. I mean, you guys probably won't comment on this, but. You know, I said, there's been two sales so far on Pilot, and that was Wink and AQNA, and they've both done pretty well.
They're doing all right, aren't
they? Yeah, and NAMI next up.
Yeah.
It's definitely something I'm excited for. If history holds any truth whatsoever, I'm excited for it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Always says history repeats, right?
Yeah,
history always repeats. It always does.
Yeah,
you know, we're bringing back Rome.
That would be nice.
Yeah, mm-hmm. One day.
Straight roads as well, big.
Yeah, I like that.
Can we find out a little bit about the token? So, you know, what's the use of it? Yeah, an idea on sort of tokenomics and, you know, what people are sort of looking for in that.
Yeah, sure. I think we can tease a bit. I think I want to say one of the big reasons why we're doing the token launch, and I think it should be a reason why people invest in it, is the fundraising itself, right? So this enables us to build NAMI in fully over the next many months, and then add functionality, add yield sources, make it more stable, all following a simple protocol to make yield on your dollar, but see it as a VC, not VC, but private equity investment, which you can do via Pilot. Right? So the one important thing, just to say this. The second, of course, since you give us some money, you want to have something. We charge some fees, and these fees they will go to our NAMI stakers. Right? So we will create from second we go live. Real cash flow, real yield paid out in our receipt token, NAUSD, and can be claimed for stablecoin. Mm-hmm. And then obviously there is the third thing, this is a governance token. So as soon as we have, let's say, the core building blocks in place, I cannot say how long this will take, but it's just around being able to move fast and make our vision happen. We are seeking, obviously, to decentralize the ownership out of legal reasons, but also it just makes sense to have more people. That's why we are in blockchain, right? Being able to decentralize easily.
I've got a couple of questions. I think most people will know this answer. Is there any lock periods with your funds?
No. You can deposit and withdraw whenever you want.
You answered the next one as well. Yeah, there we go.
If there are, we got a little bit of time left. So if there are any questions, please write them in the Wink group, or write them in the spaces, or close your eyes and imagine us asking them. You had another one there.
Yeah, I think this one, I think you can tell this. What is the total supply of Nani?
It's very simple, because this is also our tokenomic strategy, right? Keeping it simple. So it's 100 million Nami. And I think we can tease the rest. There's no point. We will sell 40% in the public sale, and the rest you will see in the light paper.
Then 40%.
40%.
Good chunk.
Yeah.
Cool. No lockup, no vesting. Pilot ends. You have the token. Whatever you want to do.
No vesting.
That's what it's all about. AQLA, Wink. We all did no vesting. Give the people what they want. Give them it day one.
Give them what they paid for, right?
Literally.
Yeah. None of this waiting around.
Wait like, 6 months. Or, no. Give the people what they paid for. Imagine going to a pizza shop and buying a pizza and be like, come back in 6 months.
For the rest.
Yeah, you can get a pizza slice a month. I'd be like,
More like a pizza flat rate, huh?
Yeah. There we go. 100. So 40 million coins will be getting sold at IDO. There we go.
Question, when Nami was the question. I don't know if there's a set timeline on that yet.
When Nami is Q2, if nothing security breaking comes up during testing. I mean, obviously, like I said, we will not rush it, but if nothing comes up and we get a good to go via meet hands and so on, then Q2.
I've got a question as well. It's for Kovala, though. When Nami song?
Let's
do a feature though. Yeah,
it could be like, what's it called when there's they release the album like deluxe edition?
The bonus
song.
Yeah, we need a Nami one though.
Yeah, what would it be called? What would the Nami song be called?
I don't know.
Waving on the tsunami or something. I don't know.
Something with savings. I don't know.
Nami.
Peace. Right. I don't know.
It's Romanian.
Yeah.
I learned the words.
Yeah. Do you know what that means in Romanian, though?
It means get ready for the pilot sale.
There we go.
Coming soon.
Soon, man.
Soon. Yeah. Wala is working on that song as we speak. Right. We can tell.
Yeah, if it isn't, then I recommend that you go and slur him on his Twitter page.
All right, we will see where we end up. Perhaps if you find a feature of me with Koala.
Oh,
tsunami!
Tsunami! Someone's just suggested tsunami.
Tsunami!
That's a good one.
Well done.
Yeah, well done, Chris.
Well done, Mr. Nepal.
Yeah. Good times. Last chance for questions. You got one more chance. Otherwise,
they were all answered.
Otherwise, come in the Telegram and.
Where can people reach you?
Oh yeah, just visit namifi.app, namifi.app, and you will find all the links at the top, so you will not get scammed.
Namifi. Oh, there you go.
Dot app. I've been on it already.
Yeah, you have.
There you go. Twitter, Telegram, Discord. Bang. You can even enter your email
to get notified get notified of pilot date and stuff like that.
This is one thing, and the other thing is when we release testing, it's with these people that registered the email, obviously, so we have some more direct contact and can also get some better feedback, because at the end, it's really crucial to get the right product market fit, right? And only with feedback it's possible.
We got Samuel on the line.
Oh, Sam. Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, just a quick question. Obviously, it's all algorithmic, and you know the whole marketing of this is bringing on retail Web 2. We all went through Anchor, and we were all telling our friends to get in Anchor and do this, do that. I know it's completely different in terms of the mechanics, but am I right in thinking that the algorithm will automatically switch to the stablecoin to then earn the interest?
Yes, yes. So the after calculating the allocation, it will execute it. So that's also one of the security focuses, that nothing can happen there. But all it does is placing limit orders on Finn and taking the funds and pushing it back to Ghost.
Yeah, nice. So what would happen if, say, one of the coins that's stable starts to depeg by, say, 10%? Or something like that, the interest then goes really high for lending. The algorithm jumps to that coin to lend it out, but it's actually losing money because it's depegged.
It's a good point, by the way. I think we haven't looked at that, to be honest.
We assume that they are stable coins. They are called stable coins, and we assume they're more or less one-to-one, but there is also a theoretical case that they can change, you know, to become something else. But
I think everyone in this chat expects stablecoin to be a stablecoin, but a lot of us went through UST. So, or, you know, I love the idea and I love using Ghost, but my main point is, you know, we're all degens. We can watch everything go down 10, 20%. But if I'm going to encourage my friends and family members to use NAMI, then you know you could easily have something on your smart contract to say, if the Oracle price of this stablecoin drops below $1, then you could automatically sell that and exclude it from the algorithm so it can then carry on jumping around different stables. And because the main thing is protecting those people that we want to onboard rather than you know, just jumping in, aping in at the most highest yield.
That's absolutely true. And
that's a bright idea, by the way.
Yeah, it's a really bright idea. It's awesome. But you see, whenever we are talking about with people in the ecosystem, something of value comes up. No exception.
Exactly.
Samuel is not only beautiful, he's also intelligent.
There you go.
There we go. Ah,
I would say he's a real smart guy. Yeah.
There you go. Sweet. Thanks, good time, guys. Yeah. All of it happens here. We'll take credit for it on KujiCast basis.
indeed. But really, yeah, we can take this into account, by the way, yeah, and make this also another security measure, of course. Perfect.
There we go. Yeah.
I don't think it's going to get any better than that. No. So
like. They're going to add a new feature. They're going to get a song. 100 million coins.
You've heard it all. Don't repeat the last hour. Yeah. But yeah.
Otherwise, it will be 2 hours.
Yeah. Get yourself, if you're not following NAMI on Twitter, do that now. Get in the Telegram, have a chat, and get yourselves ready for another ride.
Cool.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks for coming on, and we'll have you on again anyway. Before
we'll do more of this.
Yeah, we'll get back on anyway.
Thank you.
Future. Thank you, guys.
Yeah,
it was fun.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, everyone, for listening, as always.
Have a great week. Hope you all had a good Easter and had loads of good chocolate.
Don't eat chocolate. It's bad for you. Do press-ups. All right.
Visualize eating chocolate then.
Cool. All right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
See you all soon.
principle in like Taoism. There's this principle in like Taoism where it's just like the more you fight something, the more like the opposite of what you want, like just inevitably it kind of starts to happen. There's this principle in like Taoism where it's just like the more you fight something, the more like the opposite of what you want, inevitably it kind of starts to happen.
Chirping on the bird app, listening to nerds flap, wondering why the fuck my timeline's so cursed. It's like everybody's holding heavy bags in Web 3. That's why they can't fly, they just drowning in the bird bath, fishing for some dry powder. Watch how we ignite the tower, blowing up their bank accounts, forgetting how to fight the power. Y'all don't even realize how deep this shit goes. They preach an open source, but don't listen to the code. And now it's mutiny, community, uprise. There's no more humility, futility, plus size. Motherfuckers leaking from the wrench down to the bare metal. Which side of the line you bleeding out on when the dust settles? Motherfucking west side shit, needle and noose. Sticking with my armory, Yam, Beto, and Bruce. Repping psychedelic artistry, believing the truth. Like these motherfuckers even need a reason to sue? GM fam.
Is it really worth all the effort? Is it really worth all the fighting? Is it really worth all the drama? And the answer, I think, is a clear no.
We started using Zoom, now we finna zoom out, teaching all these plebiscites what this game's really all about. Little baby bitches when they choose to have fits, all you're left with is kibble when you lose all them bits. And that kibble's just sawdust, the shit is all rust. Not a great look, you're what we call all nuts. And I for one did not see that coming. Cracking open books, yo, that's a lot of money. Meanwhile over here rewiring features, more critical thinking, less knee jerk, more evolution, less shit coin preachers pretending to be teachers. Y'all just predatory leeches. I mean, please, just look at the track record. A bunch of VC rat fucks sucking up the cheddar. The recipe is two steps, rinse and repeat. Now we all in your butts and we bring in receipts. GM fam, have a seat.
If you're listening to this, my plea to you would be like, don't have to take a side on it. Just say like, is it really worth this war of attrition? It might cost us a lot more than what can be gained by like fighting this to the bitter end. And sometimes it's better to just like move on.
Terror Spaces.